everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is the Diva Discussion Series. And tonight is Celebrate the Warrior Spirit in Action. And I have Mystery Diva here with us tonight. It's a really fun night, and we're kind of having our own little party. Welcome, Mystery Diva.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Denise. I really appreciate being here tonight. And I want to say for everyone that's listening, the reason we are celebrating more than ever is that you, Dr. Denise, have achieved 45,000 podcasts. And this is an amazing marker. And that happened earlier today. And even within just a few hours, you've already surpassed that marker by a couple of hundred. And I want to just say to everyone who doesn't realize, you are in 122 countries. You're on Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spreaker, and 16 more different platforms. I mean, you are amazing, spreading your love and light and messages to so many. And 45,000 tonight just shows it. So thank you so much for allowing me to join in your celebration tonight.
Oh my goodness, that was a mouthful. Go, Mystery Diva. Oh my gosh. So just so you guys know, I think it's so important when we have different milestones that we pick up the phone, we call each other. And what happened, I had no idea I was going to do this show. This is how I roll, everyone. I roll kind of in the moment of now. I talk about moments of now. And right when I was thinking about you, I called you. And then tell everyone exactly what you said when I called you tonight.
I said, oh my gosh, you must have ESP because I was just thinking of you. I had a remarkable experience happen to me, which is something that you and I tune very much into ourselves. And I just could not wait to call you and tell you about it. And literally, as I was picking up the phone, you called me. So this is our divine timing where things are just meant to be.
Yeah. So I think that's one of my biggest passions about doing shows and kind of, you know, this podcast, the Dr. Denise Show, is all about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. But that goes everywhere. You know, right now, this winter season, I've got four different series, and I've got the Diva Discussions, which is this. I've got On Staying Sane with Kathleen O'Toole. I've got Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond, and I have Creative Minds. And I really think that tonight, I had no idea. When I finished my last patient of the day, I went to go just see like, oh gosh, I just launched a show today. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you hit over 45,000. I have to tell you something. I have not usually paid attention to these stats. Did you know that when I hit 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, I think 40,000 was the first time I actually announced it and celebrated. So can you relate to that at all? Just like sort of doing what you love and your passion and almost like not even knowing that there's landmarks. Have you ever been, I'm going to say guilty of it, but maybe not enjoying your success, like doing it and enjoying it, but not sort of shouting it out?
Well, I think when you're doing something that you're really passionate about, and particularly when you think it's important to the people to get out there and help others or whatever you're doing, you're not necessarily always looking for those markers. Markers are things that sometimes people want to achieve when you're looking for numbers or whatever. You do this out of light and love and out of your quest to help. And you always have. And it's quite remarkable that you are in 122 countries. And I'm just going to mention the top 10, if you don't mind me doing so.
Oh, that'd be so sweet. Because we want to say thank you. We want, you know, I now am owning it that this is actually the goal of reaching an international reach. I just want to thank everyone. Everyone matters, you know.
And because that in each one of these countries, they have different elements of challenges or concepts when it comes to mental health or success or gratitude. So, you know, your realm is from, I'm going to mention just the top few, the United States, the UK, Japan, Canada, Australia, Germany, India, Sweden, the Netherlands, Finland, Slovakia, Spain, Pakistan, Nigeria. You are far reaching the realms of the earth. The fact that these people are tuning into your podcast when, quite honestly, today, that is a lot of people's listening information is podcasts. With COVID, everyone's confined and they're trying to reach out for some sense of humanity and to make sense of what's going on. The fact that all of these countries are tuning into you is such a huge compliment to you. You fund this yourself. You don't do any advertising. This is strictly out of your sense of integrity, truth, and being. So I just want to celebrate you because tonight is about celebration and tonight is this marker. I know you're so humble and you don't like to celebrate this, but this is huge, Dr. Denise. So thank you so much for what you contribute to all of us, including myself.
Oh my goodness. Wow. So I need to learn how to just be in the moment of listening to that and saying thank you. And right when you were giving me the compliment, I was thinking about all the different guests, including yourself, that inspire me. So when I think back, the very first interview I ever did was in 2016. And I didn't even know you at this time. And I feel like I've known you for like decades and years now. Like
through ancient times. Or
yeah,
something.
Which we'll talk about why it feels like we know each other so well. Mystery Diva. So, okay, so in 2016, I thought to myself, if I want to launch a brand, launch a vision about let's change the way we think, talk, and act about mental health, I thought to myself, well, half the population on earth are male. And at the time, we weren't as sexy with talking about stigma and mental health. It was back in 2015, and we were not at the days that we're at now. And my very first podcast launched in 2016 with Gary Goodrich, aka Big Daddy, MMA legend. He's been known as the number one arm wrestler in the world, and he has had that chronic concussions that he's had. And I thought, wow, if I could get male athletes to talk about mental health and, you know, integrate sports. I love sports. So that was the very first show that kicked off. And I'm going to have Big Daddy on this month.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. 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 And the funny thing about it is I met him. Well, that's like a whole nother, like, it's almost like a rant, rant, rant. He was sending me pictures of his fight outfits. I don't want to get too, he was flirting. To be really honest with you, I'm just going to have fun.
Enough said, but rah, rah, rah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. We can move on. Anyways, I'm going to interview him, but then I also want to have some humility that I was on this really like positive trajectory. You know, when you put yourself out in the media, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a show, whether you do something in the news, you actually, if you think about it, there's over 7.8 billion people on the planet. And you got to realize that once you start doing things in the public eye, you never know what's going to happen. And so I was on this positive trajectory. And in 2017, someone reached out to me. I'm not going to say their name. I'll just put some links that wanted to be on my show. And I thought, oh my God, another great person. But at that point, from the end of 2017, I didn't launch another show. I almost took a year break. So right as the Dr. Denise show was just on its ascension path and everyone's like, oh my God, we're going to start filming you. I had publicist people that wanted me to do things with the major networks. And I, you know, my intuition on the major networks was just produce and stay on your own. So even before this other, I'm going to call it a situation or experience, because this is part of celebrating the warrior spirit. In action.
Absolutely.
My warrior spirit was that I was on this vision and mission and meeting good people. But in my private practice as an adult and child integrative psychiatrist, I had never had anything where someone preys upon you because of your brand. So what happened was someone, and I'm just going to put a link, someone found me. They said they wanted to work with me and they were not who they said they were.
Yes.
So we'll just put a link to that because the warrior spirit and the excitement of tonight with the 45,000 is way more to do than the number. It's actually the spirit of staying on track. I want to talk about staying on track. So I had one.
And not being thrown off it when somebody throws you a monkey wrench that you do not expect and just continuing to persevere.
Well, I want to give some tips and tools because I think one of the things that people like about this show is that I want to be relatable. So we're talking about celebrate the warrior spirit in action. It's not just mine. This is for all of us.
Everyone.
There's going to be times in our life, and this is going to, I'm going to relate to you then, but I just want to say this specific situation with my brand, I was targeted. Someone found me. They got the data. They literally came into my inner circle, won my whole inner circle over, and literally there was fraud committed. So I took a 1-year pause to start fighting justice, and I'll put the Rocking and Betrayal series links in it. But I literally got invited in 2018, right when I was doing a legal pursuit during this situation. I was so like everyone, if you pay attention, even when you're dealing with the most unimaginable situation, whether you're going through a divorce, whether you're healing from COVID, you're faced with a diagnosis, someone betrays you, if you're in the moment of now and you're practicing your own form of mind medicine, mine is like swimming, prayer, gratitude, service.
Yes.
In spring of 2018, right when this fraud happened, that's when I got asked to go speak at the Dalai Lama's Body Mind Life Conference. So even in the face of trauma, I'm going to call it alleged, because I feel like we're on earth and it's like we are like asked to like experience certain things to ascend.
So let's say adversity.
Adversity.
Faced with adversity.
Yes. And I want to give you a chance to speak, because one of the reasons why we met is because of the warrior spirit. So my story is this. I launched my brand. I launched the podcast. It was on an ascension path. I had an experience, and then I used the energy of that betrayal and that momentum to do a mindful pause. So everyone ready? Just deep breath. We need to take deep breaths and pauses when we're going through crisis. Then we can go from what I talk about, crisis, stabilization, to thrive. So in that 1 year from end of 2017 till I did not launch another podcast, I took a year break right when it was at its ascension, and I started launching right when I got back from India. So the reason why, and then I want us to talk about why we met, the reason why this celebration, celebrating your warrior spirit in action, is so meaningful to me is not even about, I thank everyone for listening, but it's about resiliency. It's about 100%. Staying on track.
100%. Can I comment to some of the stuff that you just said? So was Rocking Your Betrayal series your first series? And was it the impetus behind this whole thing initially? Because I know you've got many different segments to your brand.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
So it wasn't.
Nothing okay. about the betrayal
that,
ever.
That was just something.
No. My impetus for the Dr. Denise show, and it still is meeting individuals. And I wrote a spiritual mission statement in August of 2015. I have it handwritten here in my office. Was about love all kind. Mm-hmm. And all kind was beyond what the human mind could imagine. It was all sentient beings. And it was about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health.
And I actually can attest to that, because you and I are personal friends. And for anybody that's listening, I do speak with this incredible woman on a daily basis. I met her in April of last year because of a fraud situation of myself. I instantly knew when I met her that she was going to be one of the most amazing persons that I would ever meet in my life. And that has come to be true. Denise and I literally speak on a personal friendship level daily. And I feel so incredibly grateful. So you not only, talk the talk, you walk the walk. And, one of the things that you were saying is that you had this negative experience. It's almost like a boomerang or like a rubber band thing. You had this negative thing happen, and then you snapped it back and you circled it back to being something positive that you were not afraid to share, and also talk about how we all can be our own warrior spirits and how we can become empowered and take control of any situation, whether it's, good, bad, or ugly. This is all about being your best self, not afraid to talk your truth, and stand up for yourself and others for what you know is right.
I'm listening really careful, like very carefully to your words. And I think that's one of the most important things that I'm passionate about, of reminding everyone that what we tell ourselves becomes our reality. And, a lot of times you might read a phrase and, mind, body, spirit, or let's meditate. And you're like, what? But when we do a deeper dive, for me personally, I always wanted to put spirit first. And so like spirit, mind, body, and spirit being defined as being your own best friend, coming from a place of pure love and your own in integrity and authentic truth.
I love that. That's one of your phrases that you coin. And I love that.
Yeah. So I want to say one of the reasons why I thought it was really fun is because spontaneously tonight, I had no idea that I was going to go over the 45,000 mark tonight. I had no idea. It just dropped. Pay attention, everyone, to what thoughts just drop automatically into your awareness. Because I know that I normally talk to Mystery Diva, but I got her name, call her. And I was like, and then right when I called you is when you're like, what? Did you know I was about to call you? So I think, yeah.
I'm like, did you intuit something? Because I literally was just going to pick up the phone and call you.
Right. And I think that that's something with like a lot of humility. We can all remember we have the ability when we are in that space where we're taking care of our mind, body, and soul with our fitness, our holistic nutrition. And like, you know, many, I've got some guests that are coming up, you know, that have suffered with mental health issues. But when you're in that zone, you end up attracting a greater inner circle.
1,000%.
So I just want to say that what sometimes looks like our biggest sufferings, we can use that energy of the suffering. And that's what I do in my practice as a doctor. That's what I do every day. Like, oh my gosh.
I mean, honestly, one of my biggest sufferings is I also was a victim of fraud. And as we've politely, gently discussed in earlier recordings, I only met you because of this situation. Had this not happened to me, I would never have met you. So regardless of how horrific that particular experience was, it does not supersede the grateful gift that I feel given that the universe brought you to me, because not only do we have this incredible friendship, but we also have this wise awakening and things that we talk. And even tonight, our discussions, this is a gift. So if I had to have some type of suffering to get that and to bring me to a different level, then I acknowledge it for what it is, and I need to be grateful for that.
Thank you for saying that so eloquently. And I remember we've talked about this in other shows, but for people that might be just listening to this show, the reason why Mystery Diva is Mystery Diva is that she's still fighting for justice right now. And we don't want to attract any attention, and we're not giving much power, much like the Harry Potter books, The Names We Shall Not Name.
Voldemort.
We're calling her Mystery Diva to not draw attention. We don't want the dark energy. And also, she just needs to fight her justice. But also, has it been fun for you to be Mystery Diva when you're going through your own kind of crusade for justice?
Oh my gosh, I love the moniker. It's fantastic. I love being your little Mystery Diva. So eventually when hopefully people find my words valuable to the things that we're doing together that they'll listen to. So eventually when I do reveal myself, then, you know, hopefully people will appreciate that. But I'm happy to be able to give my thoughts and my experiences in the meantime while I need to keep my identity private, because it's really about getting out the message. It's not about me and who I really am. It's about the messages that we can relay to help, hopefully help other people. And this is what your message has been from the very beginning. And I am so grateful that I've somehow been enveloped in this process. I want to say something. You actually call yourself, and I want to make sure that I get this right, you call yourself a paradigm progression pioneer. Can you, Denise, explain to us exactly what that means to you?
Well, first of all, paradigm progression pioneer. So first of all, just paying attention to language is so important. I think for a while there, do you remember, I know you're a businesswoman, entrepreneur, you know, we're all very familiar with the term paradigm shift.
Yes.
So pay attention. When you say paradigm shift, it seems like it's more linear. It's either this way or that way. So even when you say paradigm progression, if you say the word progression
seems
versus
a forward
shift, what it does is it reminds you that every experience before you matters. Every moment of now leads up to now. So it's also less divisive. It's more a progression and acknowledgement. And so I want to thank all the different integrative psychiatrists, integrative spiritual leaders, and the pioneers in this century and also throughout time that have kept an open mind. So to me, the word paradigm progression pioneer, calling myself that, I don't need to only be, I'm not the only one. There's so many. Many of you listening are paradigm progression pioneers. It's an awareness that we're going to do better. We're going to have ascension. And so what I like to do, and ascension means just being your own best version of yourself. You're on your exact perfect path. You're your own like leader, and we can use all different words. So paradigm progression pioneer, I like to interview people on my different series and different versions that come on the Dr. Denise Show, people who are open-minded and are sort of setting the pace. They're pushing the envelope. They're asking questions. They're being more curious. They're raising awareness. They're destigmatizing. So I say I'm a paradigm progression pioneer, but I literally say that we all are paradigm progression pioneers when we keep an open mind and when we lead with spirit, which spirit for me is leading with love.
100%. I mean, if you may, allow me to explain what that means to me, paradigm progression pioneer. I mean, your paradigm is the realm that you're currently living in. The fact that you're then saying progression means moving forward. It doesn't matter what happened in the past, good, bad, or ugly, whatever it was, you're moving forward, you're progressing, you've learned from something, whether it was a positive or a negative. Pioneer means you're not afraid to strike out. And, you know, that's you, Denise, Dr. Denise, because you have shared your experiences just with open heart, mind, and truth. So you're hiding nothing. You're showing people, be you. Whatever your life has been, it is what it is. Let's move forward. Let's learn from this. Let's progress. Let's share. Let's grow. Let's unite. Let's challenge. Let's do all of these things. You are showing, do not be afraid of your experiences. Do not. So many people are, they don't share. And this is where depression comes into play and all of these other things, because there's often shame associated with things. There should be shame with nothing. We are all kind, human, open human beings. And gosh, sometimes we make mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes too. This is why I'm in the situation I'm in, but I'm trying to do the best to rectify. So I applaud you for like being the example and like the benchmark for all of us to stand up and be proud and talk about our truths, whatever it is, and just be.
So I have to be really honest with you, even though I look so outgoing and I smile on all my pictures, and I know some people are like, no, you love being in the spotlight. No, when I hear this, I'm listening to your words really carefully. And I think part of celebrating the warrior spirit in action for all of us is being vulnerable. And that's what you just spoke about. Are you okay with us being, I know we want to be succinct, but I think this is a good way to kind of give everyone that humility in vulnerability. Are you one of the reasons why Mystery Diva and I believe met is not only because she's rocking her betrayal and I've rocked mine, but energetically before we were supposed to meet, I asked, I believe in spirit and higher realms. And I asked, why am I supposed to meet this woman? And I got, we're supposed to be great friends and our dads want us to meet. And our dads are in the other realm, and yeah. I'm going to be super vulnerable, because one of the reasons why I'm able to do the work I do, not only is, you know, there's genetics plus environment, and, you know, yes, I have an MD, but I have this humility and vulnerability of my father getting sober when I was, I think, 11 years old. And so I think one of the reasons why I have this resiliency is that I was able to see my father get sober. I was able to go to some, like, it's called Alateen when you're a kid. And our family did a lot of healing. You know, a lot of people, you know, especially during the pandemic, I know a lot of people are struggling with sobriety or mental health issues. But my own father, talk about celebrating a warrior spirit in action. I actually did a paper on him when I was in college, and he was my hero.
Really? I never knew that. Oh my gosh, that's fascinating.
And it was, he was my hero. And I'm going to put a link. I'm going to put a link because I talked about this on one of my other shows. I called it a father's gift of sobriety. So his sobriety.
Like just showing how he could challenge his own demons and overcome that?
Well, when you're a child and you have a parent that's using substances and maybe they're just not emotionally present, when someone is choosing a substance over thriving with their family, even though somehow he was doing still really good at work, you know, there's a lot of like neglect and emotional. So for me, when my father got sober, he was more present. He was there. And I feel like I learned so much. I mean, even though some of my childhood was really tough, we almost lost my dad when I was in third grade. He was on a Boy Scout trip. I've talked about this in another show way years ago. He was on a Boy Scout trip with my brother. And I'll never forget when my mom picked up the phone. She looked so upset. And my father had gone into what's called delirium tremens. When you stop drinking, 72 hours later, someone can actually have life-threatening seizures and die.
Of course. And so this, like a drug addict, you know, being suddenly taken off the drug and they go into convulsions. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the big reasons, I think, if we all just stop and think about anything that ever happened in this current lifetime, as children, as teens, and as adults, I want to really devote and thank my father for his sobriety. And I believe you and I have, you know, our fathers. I don't know. I want to be respectful. Yes. I don't know how much you want to share. If you don't want to share.
I'm going to share because you've been so vulnerable in sharing this. And you have always believed one of the reasons we met was because of our fathers. Both of our fathers have passed. I'm actually looking at my father's photo right here while we're doing this interview. But my father also had challenges with alcoholism. And, you know, I also had some childhood issues. So the thing of it is my feeling on this was always that he did his best with the situation at hand. Of course, my father, being of a different generation, things were not as open as they are now. So I do feel that he has certain regrets about certain things which are coming to light to me now. But, you know, it's like I love him and I appreciate the efforts that are now being made, even though he's passed, it's quite there. And it's you and I, you've expressed to me that our dads are together in heaven or whatever you believe. It is something I truly believe because without getting into too much detail for people who don't believe all of that, you know, it's things that have been proven to each of us at different times. And once you start realizing that type of ascended belief, you just can't ignore it, whether you ever believed it or not. Once these things start coming to you, you have to be open to the reality of it. So I understand what you're saying. I concur. And, you know, sometimes these things just happen, but it leads you to realizations of other things. And this is where we're at now.
So Anna, really, like, we just did humility with vulnerability, but to sort of wrap this exciting show of Celebrate the Warrior Spirit in Action is that, oh my goodness, when I was like, oh my God, 45,000 like downloads. Oh my goodness. Woo-hoo-hoo. And then I thought about my resiliency, like not only, you know, yay, like, you know, going to medical school, like practicing from a place of wellness and not illness and like taking shame out of things. I've coined the term neurostyle that we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. But tonight I was excited that right when I called you, you're like, oh my God, I just wanted to tell you something. And it was about your dad.
I was just thinking about you. And just to say, look, we are both very strong women and thank the Lord. Thank our genes, thank our families, thank our mother and fathers for giving us that. But it doesn't mean that we don't have moments of weakness. Of course we do. We can be our warrior spirits. We can be the phoenixes rising out of the ashes. As I have experienced 5 times in my lifetime already, I will never give up. I have that attitude. But it doesn't mean we don't all have down moments where we all need that love and affection that you provide through the hope of your podcast. And again, I'm just going to circle back to saying 45,000 plus. I don't know if you have the ability to see the current numbers now, but when I know we've reached over 45,200. in, may I say again, over 122 countries. And at the time that we first discussed this, you had, let me just say 242 episodes, 122 countries. You had 333 people comment on your Instagram. So the numerology of that, if you factor in all this and if you believe in that, can you comment, Dr. Denise, on what you think about the importance of those numbers?
Well, I just want to say I'm smiling right now. And when I'm smiling, that's great.
I love you to death, and you deserve every single accolade that this episode gives you because you deserve it. So go ahead.
I also like to play. I think one of the resiliency factors when you're coping with any sort of hardship, whether it's mental health issues, addiction, but you also just have to have fun. And so when you're saying all this, it's like a celebration. And then one of the the deep play is one of the themes I was told what I will comment on is, okay, first of all, everyone, whether you believe in this lifetime or many lifetimes or eternal soul, there's coincidences. There's times when you're in flow, whether you're a basketball player hitting all your three pointers, whether you're an entrepreneur, like in flow with your business partner, whether you have a bestie where you call them up, you're like, oh my God, we were just going to talk.
So can you talk about, just quick to interject, your definition of coincidences? Because I love it. And it is so darn true. And I don't know why no one has said it earlier. Please, Dr.
Well, I think a lot of people say that there are no coincidences. There's only coincidences. And so I just want to say that.
Which is, explain what that is.
Well, why don't you? I mean, honestly, I feel like we're almost
two or more incidences happening at the same time. These are not happenstances. These are divinations.
Okay, so now you're going to make me geek out right here at the end when I was trying to wrap up. Okay, then we got to go. We're doing two. We're Mystery Diva. We're going to do shorter show. Okay, we don't do short, you guys. She and I are chatty, so if you've already left, we get it. Okay, but on a really more serious note, there's like the concept of no coincidences. And there's also this amazing paradigm progression pioneer, Gary Schwartz, who has a book called Super Synchronicity, where science and spirit meet. And the entire book, he's the master of serial coincidences. And I've actually taken it one step further. So another way to add on to my paradigm progression pioneer is we can all keep pushing and ascending and pushing our own envelope. So for me, when there's multiple situations that happen all at once that are the no coincidences, serial coincidences, where there's just, it's like, whoa, are you kidding me? I call it like a time epoch. So within that period of time, pay attention to everything. So tonight, that's exactly what we did. We looked at not only, I'm actually going to call one of my friends because I have a feeling this date is actually significant for her and her significant other. I have an intuition. I'm going to call my dear friend Beverly tonight because I have a feeling that this date's important. And then I also know we noticed the threes, the twos, but you know, those are just things to pay attention. If you believe in the concept of energy and love never dying, you can think about angels. If you believe in God, ascended masters, Allah, Buddha, Jesus, all of it, and you're open to the infinite possibility in the multiverse, it's really way more than no coincidences. It's called Super Synchronicity. Gary Schwartz, scientist, he's had multi-million dollar grants where he actually looks at the vibrational frequency before a soul leaves the planet. So there's actually science that goes behind this. And one of the things I said in one of my shows is data is my boyfriend. And so I know you were like, Dr. Denise, by the way, we're at the 33 minute mark, so we should probably end soon because I like 33s. Anyways, thank you for asking. Did I answer your question?
Can I just say something? I'm not as divined as you are. I'm just an average person. But since knowing you and exploring my own ascension and spirituality and other things, it has increased 1,000-fold, which again, I consider a gift. So this is something that anybody can be open to. And once you open yourself up to the paradigm, your paradigm progression, things just continue to come. I as I told you tonight, which is the reason I wanted you to call, a girlfriend of mine stopped by and something intuitive came to her about my father that came through, which was something that literally sent chills through our body. If you are open to all of this, you don't have to be a gifted, you know, guru. It's just, you're human. These are things. You open your mind, your heart, your body, your soul to other things, and it comes. And again, once again, I want to say thank you to you Dr. Denise McDermott, not only for your friendship, for the ascension that you have personally given me through such an unexpected experience, which was something that was a horrific thing for me that turned into a happenstance of beauty and love, which regardless of whatever happens in that matter means nothing compared to what I'm experiencing with the gifts of your ascension and our friendship and the relationship and the gifts that you've given me of myself to rise to higher levels. That might sound too much for much, but it just is the truth. And I just want to say thank you. And once again, this is about you tonight. It's 45,000 plus podcasts in over 122 countries with no effort whatsoever from any outside forces, simply the force of your being and your truth.
Thank you. And I want to say the force of love. And I want to say thank you to all of you listeners. I just got a text message from Gary Goodrich as we were doing this. Gary Goodrich sent me a text. He was the very first person who ever was on the show. So it was just also like a nudge from spirit to be in the space of gratitude. Because to me, I'm fueled with love and I'm fueled with gratitude. So thank you guys. And also let's just all remember to celebrate the warrior spirit within all of us. Thank you so much, Mr. Diva.
My pleasure indeed.